Hey, selfish babe, it is your girl Olenike Osibowale bringing you back another Selfish Babe podcast. Today's episode is, today's episode is about me taking a dick riding class in person in Atlanta, Georgia. I am pulling it up now on Instagram. So this was yesterday, January 7th, 2024. And I took a dick riding class by Fantasy Fitness MD, because I believe this woman has a studio in Maryland, and her name is Antoinette Williams. Yeah, so she came down to Atlanta, and I had registered her for a course. I think I've seen some of her videos on Instagram before, and I think I've seen it again recently, and I wasn't following her, and I was like, let me just, you know, go take this class. And so I went solo, and there was a bunch of other women in there. I had gotten some knee pads. I wasn't going to get the knee pads because I didn't think I was going to need them. But then they just asked before class if we were going to need knee pads, if we wanted to buy them. I was just like, girl, just buy them because I don't want to regret not having them when I think I'm going to need them. And apparently you do need them. Either you bring your own knee pads or you buy the knee pads. And so I bought the knee pads. But let me tell you a funny story. Okay. I'm gonna post a vlog so y'all can get the visual, right? But in one of the videos that I had seen of the woman coming to take her class, I had seen a couple women bring large teddy bears to her class, because with a dick riding class, you have to bring a pillow, your own pillow, right? And so I had seen a lot of people bring large teddy bears. I guess that was their partner. So I thought that was pretty cute. And I made it my mission this afternoon to find me a teddy bear. And you know, it's almost it's around the corner from Valentine's Day. And you know how the shops always start a month or two ahead. So it's January. And I was like, oh my God, they should have teddy bears because it's almost February. And so I had ended up going to Target today to see if they had any. The Target I went to had a beautiful Valentine's Day display. Loved it. Bought some candy. I thought it was amazing. But they didn't have big, large stuffed animals. They had like smaller stuffed animals, so I couldn't use that. So then something told me to just go to Walmart. Like, I called CVS, but apparently they close at 1:30 on Sundays. I thought that was really weird. And in my head, I was just like, go to Walmart, girl. Walmart will have it. Guys, I have not been to Walmart in a while. Yeah, it's been a while. It's really been a while. Walmart is not my first choice of shopping experiences. It is usually Target or maybe a Kroger, and then a Publix if you're in the southern region of the States. It's just not on my list. And so I went, but I went to a really nice one. And they had it, okay? They had a big red teddy bear. It wasn't, I would say this is like medium large. It wasn't the extra large, long, long, long ones. And some of the girls in the class were bringing the extra large, long, 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 long ones. But it was big enough for me. I said, I'm going to bring Teddy. And Teddy is who I'm bringing to this class. So I'm going to play a clip. And if you're watching on the Selfish Babe podcast YouTube channel, you'll see it. If not, make sure to subscribe. Subscribe to the Selfish Babe podcast YouTube channel linked below, okay? But I'm going to play this clip. I posted this today. This got 409,000 views. This is like the first time I think I've gone viral on Instagram. All right. That's the teacher in the background. Yeah. Oh, this is funny, boy. Oh, wait, hold on. Listen to this part. Okay, so for those that obviously can't watch the video and you guys are listening, I'm sitting on top of this teddy bear, right? And I am in the right.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
In position of this teddy bear, I'm bouncing on the teddy bear. Then I'm taking one of my foot and putting it behind another. Wait, you take your foot, put it behind the other. Then I'm flipping around, going into reverse cowgirl on the teddy bear. Then I'm bouncing, taking the leg behind the other and flipping around again. So basically, she was teaching us how to bounce on that D. This is not censored. Well, it's going to be on YouTube. I don't know. How to bounce on that D, how to bounce on that dick. And then how to like spin around and bounce on it and then spin around and bounce on it and like keep it in one fluid motion, which is why at the end she was just like, don't fuck it up, keep your rhythm. Don't fuck it up, keep your rhythm. And so let me tell you guys something about Antoinette. So she had mentioned how she got started, and she also mentioned that some of her friends have come to her for advice on sucking dick or also writing. And so she made it a in-person class, right? Her classes have sold out. She is located in Maryland, but she travels. Make sure to click the link in her bio on Instagram so that you can know when she's coming to your location or near your location, because she's even going to the UK, y'all. So it's Fantasy Fitness MD at Fantasy Fitness MD at Fantasy Fitness MD. And one of her friends got a ring after she, you know, taught her some tricks, okay? Now, I am not a big fan of, oh my God, I don't really give a fuck. Y'all know me, selfish babe. But for the selfish babes that do care about being a wife and that want the ring, you know, maybe you wouldn't, it wouldn't hurt to take one of Antoinette's classes so that you could speed that up, you know? So anyways, yeah, I took the class. I really enjoyed taking the class. And I really enjoyed the tucking motion that I learned, right? The tucking motion where you have to come up and you tuck your pelvis. And she told us to, when we're down on that dick, we squeeze our vagina, kegel it, and then let go and go back up. So you want to get down, tuck, squeeze, kegel it, let go, and go back up. And I enjoyed the class because I felt like I learned stuff I didn't know. And I felt like the technique was taught to me step by step, vocally and visually, to where I got it more, right? I always thought maybe I was riding the right way, but I don't think I was tucking all the way that she was talking about tucking. And so for me, that was so helpful. Like, it was very helpful to me. And at the class, you can get this ride guide. And I think, honestly, she should make this an ebook. But it's a ride guide where she goes through the the things that we learned, right? We learned something called the lowercase o. We learned the uppercase o. We learned the mini jelly donut, right? The mini jelly donut is you roll two mini donuts on the tip, then go down and up on the shaft, okay? And then I like the tuck and fuck. The tuck and fuck is nice. Ooh. Anyways, let me get my mind out the gutter. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a great class. I learned some new tricks and tips. And it was a workout because we stretched, we squatted, and we did some jumping jacks. And I had asked her in class, how do you stop your knee, your thighs from burning when you're on the dick riding? How do you stop your thighs from burning? And she said, you got to squat more. So selfish babes, a bitch is going to have to squat more, okay? Because I want to last on top. I want to last, you know, doing thing. Now, am I doing that with anybody right now? Not at the filming of this episode. No, not at this time, selfish babes. Y'all know I was in a relationship for 5 years with a woman. And I'm single. And I do affirm that I do get a lover. Nothing serious, but a lover. A lover. And it's not like a friends with benefits. It's just, it's a different, I know what it is in my mind. And I know what it's not in my mind. But a lover. A lover. So anyways, yeah, I really enjoyed the class. It was really good, very informational, and it was fun. And I definitely recommend it to my selfish babes. With a friend or solo, I went solo, but it was a grand time. It was a grand time. Now, I want to talk about a few things that I noticed on the internet that I thought was interesting, right? Because, again, this got a lot of views, 450,000 views, which means a lot of eyes saw it, which is good. And, you know, when you come to something getting a lot of views, you're going to get good comments, positive, and you may get negative, right? And so I had a lot of good comments. A lot of the selfish babes or people were just like, oh my God, you look like you had so much fun. You look so happy. I don't know if my knees could handle that. I don't know about this. I don't know about that. But for the most part, people were in good spirits, which I really, really loved, right? So I am trying to find a screenshot. Okay, there was this girl on Instagram, right? She had commented, so y'all need lessons to learn how to ride dick properly? .. What a shame. I said, shaming people for wanting to learn? What? So this is what I literally said. I said, it's actually not shameful. Many women need help in this department, which is why at Fantasy Fitness MD, classes be sold out. I don't think it's nice to shame people for learning. If you're so good, make a business and teach us too, heart eyes. But don't shame people. Let's share more love. So for me, I will never understand people like this or why people comment things like this, and it's not mine to understand. I have learned it's not mine to understand, but it does make for good content, and it does make for me giving my perspective on this, right? Because I know that she's not the only one that thought this. It got 3 likes, and I'm sure some other women said the same things, but I just delete and block now. I don't even, like, I have responded, but then I end up deleting and blocking it because people are going back and forth and arguing in the comments, and I don't really give a fuck about that. So anyways, I just know that she's not the only one that thought this, probably when they saw this video, right? Wow. Somebody had mentioned, oh, why not? This is what somebody else said. Oh, I found it. Taking a class to ride dick is crazy. Like, porn is free. Why would you pay someone to teach you how to ride? Y'all just waste money. Ooh. People sound real mad. People sound real mad and real upset that I decided to take my money to learn how to ride dick from a professional, for somebody that may have more skills than me. I paid somebody to teach me some skills that I wanted to learn, and the people are a fucking upset. Crazy. Okay, so let's get into the first one. I don't find it good to shame women to learn new things. To assume that all women know how to ride dick, I think, is a ridiculous assumption. I don't think I've ever been taught how to have sex step by step. I think I learned from experience. I think I have seen it in porn before. Are you a selfish babe out there that wants to have the freedom that money can buy? Do you want vacation money? Do you want money to just buy whatever you want without having to check your bank account? If that is you, I highly recommend joining my Married to the Money digital marketing and resell course. Okay, selfish babe. This digital marketing resell course is so amazing because not only do you learn about creating your own digital products like ebooks and e-courses, but as soon as you purchase my Married to the Money course, you're going to be able to resell it and keep 100% of the profits. You don't even have to get a new course. You don't even have to come up with your own course in order to sell this. This is why this product is so lucrative, and this is why it's changing so many women's lives, right? I bought this course, and now I'm reselling it as Married to the Money course, right? And now I'm giving you the opportunity to have another stream of income. I've seen a woman go online making a faceless Instagram, and she's brought in about $25,000 within 20 days. I've seen a woman bring in $30,000 in a day. I've seen women make $5,000 extra dollars in 3 weeks. Stay-at-home mom, full-time mom, single moms, everyday girls out there, in your 20s, in your 30s, in your 40s, in your 50s, it really doesn't matter. If you're a selfish babe out there that just wants to have another stream of income, I highly recommend this course. And when you purchase my Married to the Money course, one, you get the rights to resell it automatically, which is perfect. You get step-by-step instructions on how to set up everything so that you're able to reset it. You get to join a group of about 5,000 other women who are selling this exact same course, which means you have the support. And then you also get 2 free other ebooks. One ebook is about how to market yourself on Instagram to make money, right? How to market yourself on Instagram and create reels to make money. And the second ebook is how to start a faceless account and make money like that. And so if you're a selfish babe out there that doesn't want to show your face necessarily when you're marketing or when you're doing something like this, then you're going to be able to get that. And so not only do you get to resell the course, right, but you also get to resell these 2 ebooks. Both of these ebooks are, you have the rights as soon as you purchase them, which I love. So I'm like so into this. I'm so excited to share this opportunity to my selfish babes that want to have the freedom that money can buy. I know that time is very important. I know that you don't want to be slaving away at that job. And I just know that you just want another source of income for yourself and your family. And so if that is you, selfish babe, join my Married to the Money course. The link is below. XOXO, selfish babe. Bye. But a lot of the times it was just from experience and messing around and figuring things out, right? But how many of us are having quality sex? Maybe right now you are as an older adult, but at some point, you know, in your 20s or maybe in your teens, that sex wasn't really quality. And so for me, if a woman is saying, hey, I have great skills, my friends have told me that I have great skills, and now I'm going to go out into the public and teach these great skills to other women, and I put it out there, and her classes get sold out. Her classes have sold out numerous times. And so for me, what does that show you guys? It shows you that this is needed. It shows you that people need help. It shows you that women want to be guided by another woman. Women want to be guided by another woman in a safe space of women. Who? That is what women want. We want to feel safe. And to be able to be guided by another woman who is teaching us something that she is skilled at, we're going to sign up and we're going to go. So for anybody to be upset about that, I think is absolutely bullshit. And I think you need to reevaluate your life. And I need to think, and I also think, why are you so judgmental? In my mind, that is what I'm thinking. Why are you shaming women for learning how to ride dick from another woman? Why? Why does it upset you? Okay. The next comment. Like, porn is not free. People are changing their relationship to porn, right? I think this is my experience. I'll tell you about my experience. I don't think I care to watch curated porn anymore. I think back in the day, you know, you had the lights, camera, action, and it was really curated porn. It was like scenes, acting. OnlyFans has become really popular because it's like more intimate and it's almost like people you know. And then also, I think it's also because a lot of it is amateur. I think amateur porn is growing. I think amateur porn feels more realistic. I mean, if you look at X, I was recently on X, and I'm just going to say Twitter because I don't even like fucking calling it X. I was on X recently, and I just stumbled upon an interesting page that led me to other interesting pages. And I said, wow, there's so much nudity and sexual stuff going on Twitter. It's cool that everybody gets to promote their sex work and their business, so it's no issue for me. But I was just surprised by the amount that I saw, and I could just watch it. You know what I'm trying to say? There was nothing blocking it. And I thought it was pretty cool for some of the things that I saw because it was amateur, and some of the things I'm like, oh, that was pretty cool. Oh, that's nice. But am I sitting watching porn every day? No. Do I want to do that? Not necessarily. And so when a woman is coming and saying, hey, I'm going to teach these skills in a safe space of other women, I'm going to go. My first thought wouldn't necessarily say, oh, I got to go watch this porn to see. And maybe I could. And maybe I have as a teenager growing up. Because I have as a teenager growing up. As a teenager growing up, I was watching porn trying to figure things out. But I don't think that's necessary anymore. I think it's cool that we can like learn this, right? There was a recent post I had made on Selfish Babe where a black woman talked about being raised in a very strict home where she was told not to date. And when she was looking at her white counterparts were being encouraged to date and explore, and where their boyfriends would come over for dinner and different things like that. And then it was almost like the black girl, as soon as she turned 18, go out in the world and get a husband. But you just told her she couldn't date for 18 years, and maybe she actually listened to you and didn't date for that time. And now she's out in the world, don't know what the fuck she's doing. When she felt like she could have got experience and guidance under parental supervision. And so her point was like she wished her parents would have allowed her to date, but then also gave her some supervision and some guidelines. Like, hey, daughter, this is how this may go. He may treat you like this. Or even when it comes to sex. And I think for a lot of parents, they don't even want to think about their children having sex. But it's like, if this were to happen, here's some help, right? I don't know. Times are changing. Times are changing. And I think having these conversations with our children and our teenagers is really, really important. And so, again, for somebody to say, like, porn is free, but that wasn't my choice, my love. My choice was wanting to pay this woman to learn how to ride dick from an experienced pro that was talented. Don't tell me what to do with my motherfucking money. The fuck? Y'all really be mad at people with what they choose to do with their money. And that is fucking weird to me. If you're upset about what I do with my money, that is a problem. Focus on yourself. So anyways, I just wanted to point out those two comments because I just found it strange. And if you're a selfish babe that agrees with them, to each your own. But also think about why you do. Why? Why do you feel that way? Don't understand. Anyways, I do want to go through some of the positive comments because I never just want to focus on the negative. But I was like, let me discuss this with my selfish babes because I just be thinking people be fucking weird. I really do. I really, really do. Okay, so somebody said, Gotta get the squat game up so you can ton pon it long. I love that there's a class though. Somebody said, where's this class? Asking for a friend. Somebody said, you look so happy, girl. Have fun. A lot of people wanted to know where the class was. I had tagged her. Somebody was like, they provided knee pads too. Must be some next level stuff. It was some next level stuff, y'all. Yeah, her class is fun. And the class like that in Vegas. Somebody was like, the way these knees set up, he can either get it forward or backwards. Pick and choose, sir. I'm not flipping around like that. My knees is going to lock up halfway. That was so funny. People were like laughing and saying, keep it real. I feel you. And I agree. Okay. But I wanted to learn some new tricks. Okay. But somebody said, yo, y'all are killing me in these comments. But she's, if it ain't really like that, I swear, poor knees and the thighs. That's funny. Somebody said, I'm going to pop my damn mattress. Anyways, y'all, it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed myself. It was a solo date. And it goes through the things that I talk about in my How to Become the Selfish Babe in Your Life ebook and journal. Let me pull up this visual for y'all. Okay. My How to Become the Selfish Babe. Hold on. How to Become the Selfish Babe in Your Life ebook and journal. You guys see it here. A step-by-step book and journal of spiritual self-love rituals for choosing and loving yourself daily. And so in my book, I talk about joy. I checked that off. That was joyful. I talk about romanticizing your life. I feel like that was a romanticizing my life. I talk about connecting to my yoni and my womb. That was definitely connected to my yoni and my womb. So, yeah, I'm like, all these psalms. So all these psalms of being a selfish babe were really checked off in me deciding I'm going to go do this on my own. Originally, when I was going to do this class, I was going on my own. I didn't ask anybody. I saw it and I said, hey, let me go get a ticket. It wasn't until the day before that I thought to ask somebody, and I did, but they were not available. And so I continued to go on my own. No big deal, right? And so I'm just highlighting this selfish babe as a reminder to you that if there are things that you want to do in your life, then it's okay to go and do those things on your own. And I urge you to do those things on your own to help you just be a lot more comfortable with yourself, meeting new people, and growing in your confidence. And so if you're a selfish babe out there that's wanting to learn how to choose yourself and put yourself first, you want to get my How to Become the Selfish Babe in Your Life ebook. The link is below. I think that's everything I wanted to say about the class and about the video. Overall, enjoyed it. Amazing. I'm going to put a vlog up on Instagram and YouTube. Make sure you take my Married to the Money course if you are a selfish babe out there who is looking for financial freedom, who is looking to make more money than you have in your entire life, who is looking to make money for your vacation, who is looking to make money to purchase your home. My Married to the Money course is teaching you how to sell a done-for-you digital course that's going to teach you everything digital marketing. So you get this information, really great for starting your digital marketing business, like an ebook or a course. But then as soon as you purchase this course from me, you get to resell it. And when you resell it, you keep 100% of the profits and you can make $500 plus each sale. You just have to market on social media and you learn. You get taught how to market on social media through the course. And so if you're a selfish babe wanting to just change your financial situation, you can invest in my Married to the Money course. You can get it for as low as $43 a month through Affirm. I love you guys. Link is below. I love you guys so much. Make sure to rate this podcast 5 stars. Mwah. XOXO, selfish babe. Selfish babe, are you ready to use products that goddesses use? Okay, then you want to check out my company, Evolving Butterfly, where I create products that will help you on your spiritual and self-love journey. I have our Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls, which is my number one best-selling spiritual womb detox for those girls that really want to start connecting to their womb space, their yoni spaces, you pray over the pearls, you insert it into your vagina for a couple of days, you physically purge, cleanse, and revitalize your yoni. But not only that, it is a spiritual and emotional cleanse. A lot of times we may be carrying on to emotional baggage. Maybe we broke up with a partner a long time ago, but we're still carrying their energy in our womb spaces. My goddess vaginal detox pearls addresses all of that. And so you want to check that out at evolvingbutterfly.org, or maybe you want to try one of my crystal yoni washes like Pussy Power for self-love, or Sex Goddess for creative energy and pleasure energy, or even Wealthy Woman for my selfish babes that are about getting the bag and the wealth. These are plant-based yoni washes. They are silky. They are luxurious. They smell good. They feel good. They give you that cooling sensation to awaken your vagina. And all the bottles come with different crystals. Pussy Power with rose quartz, Sex Goddess with carnelian, Wealthy Woman with citrine. And then they also have affirmations on the back based on each bottle. So if you want to focus more on self-love, then Pussy Power would be for you. And then we also have my Queen's Vaginal Steam Herbs. If you already have your seat and your gown and you're just looking to get some more vaginal steaming herbs, I have the Queen's Vaginal Steam. So make sure to check out my company, Evolving Butterfly, at evolvingbutterfly.org. Linked below. Mwah.